ככה זו במפרקי משניהי התאמי המקטע תמשקה והתואר המקטע תמשקה תאמי Somebody who tummy is up lays down on a small part of a mishkan, for example, a mattress. The zav would be metame a mattress. If he laid down on it, it would become an ava tumas medrash. Even if it only laid down on a small part of it, since the majority of the zav is on the mattress, even though that majority of the zav is only on a small part of the mattress would become tummy mishkan of an ava tum. And so too, if this mattress had already become tummy mishkan, and somebody who is taught laid down on only part of the mattress, that person who's tar would become tameh from the mishkav, since the majority of the tar is on the mishkav, even though he's only on a small part of the mishkav, he becomes tameh from the mishkav, and since too much mishkav is an avatuma, it would be metame the person. Mikzah tameh ala mishkav. Or mikzah tar ala mishkav tar. But if only a small part of the tameh, only part of the zot laid down on the mishkav, even if the small part of the zav takes up most of the mishkav would not become tameh, as the majority of the zav has to be on the mishkav for it to become tameh. And so too, if the mishkav had already become tameh from the zav, and only a small part of the tar laid down on this mishkav, that tar would not become tameh. And just like the mishkav could only become tameh if the majority of the zav is on the mishkav, so too the mishkav that had already become tameh cannot be metameh somebody who is tar, unless the majority of the tar is on the mishkav. Nimtes tuma nechnesus lo v'yotes mimenu b'miyut. We find that tuma would enter the mishkav and would come out and be metame somebody else who's on the mishkav, even from only a small part of the mishkav. This is going back in the first part of the mishnah that we said that if the majority of the zav is only on a small part of the mishkav would become tame, and so too if the mishkav had already become tame, and somebody who was taught laid down in only a small part of the mishkav, that person would become tameh. So the mishnah says, so we find that tumah can enter the mishkav, and also tumah can come out for the mishkav to be metameh somebody else from only a small part of the mishkav. As even though the zav is laying down in only a small part of the mishkav becomes tameh. And once the mishkav is tameh, somebody who was taught laid down in only a small part of the mishkav, he would become tameh. So we find that the mishkav could become tameh from only a small part of it, and can maybe tame somebody else from only a small part of it. B'chein kikir shel truma shehunas an agami mishkav v'anaya b'intayim b'mo malon tor. The mishkav is going back on that which was seen previously in this part that we said koan noise v'nisa agami hamishkav tor. If you have a mishkav that had become tameh from a zav, anything that is being carried or carrying the mishkav would be tar with the exception of a person. And so too, if the kikish or truma, loaf of bread, which is truma, that is on a mishkav, but it's not actually in contact with the mishkav, it's a thin piece of paper that is separating the kikish or truma from the mishkav, whether the kikish or truma is underneath the mishkav or above the mishkav, since it's a piece of paper that's separating it from the mishkav and it's not in actual contact with the mishkav, that kikish or truma would be tar. As we said, anything that carries or is being carried by the mishkav would not become tameh from the mishkav if it's not in direct contact with the mishkav, even though it's only a small piece of paper that's separating the kikish or truma from the mishkav. Since it's not in contact with the mishkav, it is tar, as anything that carries or is being carried by a mishkav would be tar, with the exception of a person. V'chein be'eben ha-menugar tar. The same would be true by an eben for a bias that has sarat. That eben is metame baruch, metame anything underneath the same roof as it, just like a mace. But there's a difference between the tumas oil of a stove from a house that has sarat than a mace. As a mace, not only is a metame everything underneath the same roof as it, it's also metame anything above it and underneath it for oil. As opposed to an eben ha-menugaz, an eben from a house that has mitzorah, even though it's mitame everything underneath the same roof as it, but it's not mitame things that are directly above it or underneath it, if it's not under a roof. So therefore, the same would be true by eben ha-menugaz, if there's a kikish or truma above or underneath the eben ha-menugaz, but it's not in actual contact with the eben ha-menugaz, there's a piece of paper that separates it from the eben ha-menugaz, that kikish or truma would not become tame from the eben ha-menugaz, even though the eben ha-menugaz is metame ba'oil, but since it's not underneath a roof, it's not metame thing directly above or underneath it. Rabbi Shimon metame b'zu. Rabbi Shimon is metame in the case of eben ha-menugaz. As according to Rabbi Shimon, the eben ha-menugaz has the same thing exactly like a mace. It's not only a mace is metame everything underneath the same roof as it is also metame everything directly above or underneath it, even if it's not under a roof. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the same would be true by Eben HaMenugas. So therefore, a kikas shel truma that's directly above or underneath the Eben HaMenugas, even though it's not in contact with it, there's a piece of paper that separates it from the Eben HaMenugas, but since the Eben HaMenugas is metame ba'al, it would be metame the kikas shel truma that's directly above or underneath it, according to Rabbi Shimon. Sechas Avim Parakei Mishnah Vav Hanogea Bezav Ubezava Ubanida Ubayulede Ubamitzora Bamishkav Uvim Maisha. Somebody who touches a Zav or Zava or Anida or Yulede, the woman that has given birth, or a Mitzora, or he touches a Mishkav or Maishav of one of these people that laid down or sat down or something that is set aside for laying down or sitting down on. Person who touches one of these things or people, mitame shnayim upaisel echad, while he is in contact with one of these people or things, he is considered an ab hatuma. And not only does he become tame, the clothing that he is wearing also becomes tame. And just like he is mitame the clothing that he is wearing, so too he would be mitame anything else that he touched, making it into a rishon. So he is mitame shnayim, meaning to say the thing that he touches while he's still touching the zavzava or mitzora or the mishka or maisha would become a Rishon Latuma. And that Rishon Latuma, when it comes into contact with something else, would make it into a Sheni Latuma. And that Sheni Latuma, if it came into contact with Truma, it would passel the Truma, making the Truma into a Shlishi. Peiros. Metami Echad Upeisu Echad. When the person is no longer in contact with the Zav Zava, Nidhi, Letis, Mitzora, or the Mishka, Ramesh, of one of these people, he is no longer considered an Abatuma. So therefore, since now he's only a Rishon Latuma, he's only mitame one thing and possible another, meaning to say, the thing that he comes into contact with now would become a Sheni Latuma, and that Sheni Latuma, if it came into contact with Truma, would possible the Truma. Echad HaNogea, the Echad HaMesit, the Echad HaNoise, the Echad HaNisim. That which we said, that somebody who touches Zav, Zav, or neither your letters or Matoro or the Mishka or Moshav of one of them is an Avatuma while he's in contact with them. That is true whether it's simply touching them, or whether it's causing it to move, or whether he is carrying or being carried by one of these people or things, even if it's not in contact with them, he would be an Ava Tuma while he's carrying or being carried by one of these things, or while he's causing one of these things to move. And once he separates himself from it, he would be a Rishon Latuma. There's no difference between somebody who touches one of these things, or moves one of these things, or carries, or is carried by one of these things. The din would be the same in all these cases.